The only way you can become something as you grow older is you've got to survive first. You've got to live. You've got to be alive. You've got to be healthy. So this is my starting point,
yes,
to say you've got to make sure that you're in good health. I think that you have to be very clear about the distinction between your social life, your academic life, and you have to set goals for yourself. They don't always have to be major, major goals, but they must be realistic goals. They must be goals that you know, I can achieve this. And you can start with small goals, you know. Have a small goal. Today, I really want to do this. By next week, I want to have done this.
Mm.
And see how you discipline yourself, how you manage yourself. I think that's very important. So the choices and the decisions that we make every single day are the ones that will affect and impact upon who we can become tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
and the opportunities that we can have open to us. And I think people make a choice to stay healthy or not to stay healthy. You make a choice to delay sexual activity in order to focus on school or in order to prevent yourself from getting ill or from contracting disease or and so on and so on. You make those kinds of choices. Or you can make a choice to have early sexual debut. And then what happens? Because, you know, sexuality, it's not just physical. It's something that's emotional, it's spiritual,
mm-hmm,
and it changes your whole life. So, you know, are you ready for that kind of a responsibility? Or, you know, or would you like to make sure that you have secured a future for yourself?